It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. It's quarter number two. Tucker's tape. Ross isn't here this week. I worked with him earlier in the week, and now he's not here. So I don't know if that's a reflection on you and I.
Things happen. We got to move on. It's not going to be easy.
It's still his segment, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Don't forget, if you have RV needs for a single Penn State game, these are your guys to go to. Go to GoPSURV.com. They're minutes from the stadium. They'll shuttle you back and forth. They'll have your RV ready when you show up Friday night. And you don't have to leave till Sunday. You don't have any traffic concerns. And one of the coolest things is they have a huge projection screen TV set up in the RV park where you can watch other games or football on Friday night, whatever it is. GoPSURV.com. Check them out. All right, for this segment, Bob, we're going to talk about defensive players, and there are a wealth of options. We're piggybacking off a story that you wrote and posted on Penn Live about defensive players you think have a potential or could have the potential or need to step up this year. Penn State's replacing eight starters. You know, I was talking to Jim before we started recording, and I was thinking, who are the four guys coming back? You got Koa Farmer. You got Sharif Miller. Do they consider John Reed a returning starter?
So they lost eight starters, but right. So there's three.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So
okay, so it's lost eight, returning, three coming back, and then John Reed's kind of a limbo.
Yeah. Any way you want to slice it, they essentially lost. They have Sharif Miller coming back. Ryan Buchholz was a starter. So was Torrence Brown. He was a starter before he got hurt. So they really only lost. They lost their two tackles. They lost their entire secondary.
Right.
And they lost Kabinda and Bowen, or Kabinda, Bowen, and Brandon Smith, however you want to look at it.
Right, gotcha. So you have a long list here. We're going to focus on the linebackers and the D-backs because I think the D-tackles, you know who is going to be the D-tackles. It's just the rotation behind them. They have defensive ends stacked up like cordwood. I don't think there's any issue with who could potentially be there. So beyond Farmer, it's all going to kind of look new. We kind of know that Garrett Taylor and Nick Scott are going to be your safeties. We know who the four corners are being, but these are guys you're looking beyond that to step up. And I think the first one's very interesting to me. It's John Patrician. I remember seeing him in high school. he was a good football player. Yeah, he was good for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Like, he didn't have a glaring weakness. He wasn't like a flashy player, but he just was a solid football player. You're like, I can see that kid playing a couple years at Penn State. But here he is. He's a fourth-year player. He's got the size. What is he, 6 foot, 100, 205 pounds, 200 pounds. But he's yet to find the field on a consistent basis. He's special teams guy, and he's fine, but you know, at some point, you know, you think he's going to find the field. And do you think it's this year?
Well, I think if you look at that whole class of hybrid DBs they brought in that year, I believe we're talking about Aaron Monroe, Patrician, and I believe Jarvis Miller was also that year, and he was a one-time safety. I don't want to say that they struck out because there's still time. They didn't go 0-3, but they didn't hit on any of those guys yet. There's still time. When you look at what Troy Apke did in his final season, when you look at what Amani Arawarie did in his fourth season, it's going to be his fifth season, there's still time, but there is the sands coming out of the hourglass, as I like to say. He is a guy that is going to need – there's going to probably have to be an injury or two for him to play significantly on defense, but where he could show up, I think, is on special teams. And Dwight Gault hinted during winter conditioning. He said he'd really made some strides, but there had been some issues that prevented him from getting on the field, and that to me is always injuries. So I think he spent some time in the shop, and he's got to get healthy.
All right, the next one that we're looking at is cornerback Zach McPherson. He's a redshirt sophomore. I think he's going to play. I think he finds a rotation, a spot. I mean,
he's going to play on special teams.
Correct, but I think if they needed a corner.
Yeah, it helped when they moved Wade to safety for him.
Correct.
It's a less crowded room. They like the Johnson kid as maybe the fourth corner right now. He's a good player, and he was on the field a lot with the second team defense. McPherson's, I think, is right there with him. I think he can play. His brother played. He comes from a very athletic family. Yeah. But again, if you got to go into the season planning for five or six corners to play between injuries, the way you deploy the field, if you want to go to extra DBs. He's absolutely in the mix. He was a little bit of a playmaker when he got on the field, but he was just, you know, it's they lose all four starters, but it's, I don't know, I never sensed that James or the defensive coaches were worried about the defensive backfield, and that's because when you have a kid like McPherson who might be third team corner going into August, that's a good feeling to have, because I think they know that he can play.
He's a former teammate of Tariq Castro Fields.
That's right. Correct. Who is one of my quote unquote man crushes this year is going to be TCF. I really think he's going to be a really good player.
Who's another one of your man crushes?
Always been Buchholz. I always believed in Buchholz. He's going to be one. And I liked Juwan Johnson last year, but they're still developing. They're still developing. Right. I'm not sure what to make of some players on the offensive line, and I can't really have one on a linebacker yet, because you just do not. Yeah, no one knows how that's going to come out.
Well, we're gonna get to our buddy who's not here, Ross. I know who his man crush is, and he's on the list that we're gonna talk about.
Yes, I know exactly who it is as well.
Are you sure?
Yep.
All right. One of the hybrids you mentioned earlier was Jarvis Miller. He's a redshirt junior. He made a position switch last year. They officially moved him position wise from safety to linebacker. With the way the linebacker position is, I don't discount anybody right now. Do you?
I think he's in the running for sure to be a top six guy and maybe a backup outside at the start of the year. He's definitely an athlete. He's definitely big enough. 215, you can play outside at 215. I think he's definitely a guy that they're counting on. I just want to know how much he's actually going to play. I think he was slowed by an injury last year, only played half the season. Penn State's usually pretty good with conversions. You can't hit them all.
They are. I agree.
But this is a guy they looked at, and it did take Koa Farmer a little while.
It did take a little while
for him to get comfortable, because he was all over the place his first 2 years. I wasn't sure what they were going to do with him, and now he is a bulked up outside linebacker. He's a big boy.
Yeah, he's actually gained
quite a bit of weight. I think Jarvis Miller can help them. I just, you know, the longer it takes for a talented player to see the field, you just wonder what the problem is. And also, just remember, when you talk about linebackers now, they're going to be playing a 4-2-5 most of the time in most games, so there's not going to be a lot of linebackers on the field.
You think they are going to be – what? I saw that in the spring, too, that 4-2-5.
Yeah.
Do you think it's like 75% of the time, 80% of the time?
I would say it's definitely over half.
Over half.
And it just depends on the team that you're playing. If you're going to play against a team that's three wide and one back, and you don't want to have three linebackers on the field, it's a matchup problem. And I think that right now the two linebackers are probably going to be Cam Brown and Koa Farmer.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Tucker's Take segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want to rent an RV for a Penn State game, check them out, GoPSURV.com. Bob Flounders, I'm Andy Shea. Ross Tucker can't join us this week. We're talking about defensive players, not some of the guys in the limelight that Bob, you think have the potential to step up or need to step up. Ellis Brooks, redshirt freshman linebacker.
Yeah, I think he is definitely one of the more interesting players to watch in August.
I agree.
I think he's close. I think that Penn State kind of wants to trust him to be the primary middle backer because of his athletic ability. He's a guy that almost didn't play at Penn State. I think it took a linebacker defection.
You got a kid from Virginia who went to Virginia Tech.
Late in the 2017 class,
yep.
And he kind of was the next target they had, and he happily came on board. He's from Virginia. He sure looks good. He's wearing number 13. I don't know that I would wear number 13 if I was trying to make an impression, because it's kind of, you know, an unlucky number. But, I mean, James Franklin did mention he was ahead of all those freshmen at the start of spring drills. He also moved Micah from middle to outside. So you could take that for what it's worth. Then James also said at the end of spring that he had no clue who the middle linebacker was going to be. I think it's a short list, and I think that Ellis is on it, but I still think he has some work to do. I also think that one of Ross Thomas's favorite players is also probably in the mix to be the middle linebacker.
Here's the thing.
That would be Jan Johnson.
And he's the next guy on the list. I mean, I'm very interested, and I like looking at a depth chart, but I don't necessarily digest it. But I am very much looking forward to seeing when Penn State puts out its first linebacker depth chart, say a week or two into August. And says, okay, this is what our linebacker depth chart looks like right now. Why does that make you laugh? Because right now you kind of have no idea, and you're saying, well, I'm thinking this or thinking that.
I don't pay as much attention to the depth chart. I pay more attention to what James says the final week of August. That, to me, that's when the gloves come off, and it's like he kind of shows his hand a little bit. And I do think I expect them to use – I could see them using a couple of middle linebackers early in the season and just letting it play out.
Just letting it play out. All right, Jan Johnson, he is Ross Tucker's man crush for this year. There is no doubt about
Proximity, I think, has something to do with that in terms of where Jan played and where Ross grew up, Berks County.
Right, and Ross likes the wrestlers.
He also is – He does like – long shots, because Ross himself will tell you he was a long shot.
Right.
Didn't play at Penn State, but made quite a career out of for himself, an Ivy League guy in the NFL. So I think he kind of has an unrequited love for the long shot.
He certainly, his man crush for Brandon Smith certainly was not without merit.
Sure.
And so I'm leaning towards him. And a couple of weeks ago, correct me if I'm wrong, he said if I had to put.
Yeah,
I think right now Jan Johnson would be the starting middle linebacker for Penn State this fall. He played a little bit against Michigan 2 years ago and then suffered a knee injury, had to be thrown in there. And that, do you think he has the potential to be the starter? Do you think it's just him and Ellis Brooks and that's it in the middle?
Yeah, I do. I think that Ellis Brooks is probably a better athlete, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything because Jan's a pretty good athlete too. We might be splitting hairs. I just think what's more important is who are the two linebackers. Russ talked about this last week. Who are the two linebackers they want on the field when they go into their nickel? Because that's really the base defense for most major college teams now.
Lamont Wade is the last one. He made a position switch. He went from corner to safety. Mm-hmm. Third corner nickel package. Is that the guy that's on the field when Penn State's in a nickel?
I think Penn State can go two ways. I think they could put Lamont in the slot and have him play slot corner. But I also think they could put John Reed in the slot because he's done that before.
Correct.
And that means you could put my man Tariq Castro Fields on the field with Imani. It's going to take, I think, is one injury though for Lamont to be a primary player in their nickel.
Huh. Interesting. Do you think Lamont plays more plays this year than most people think, or less?
More.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two, Tucker's Tape. You know what's next. They're your questions. Bob's taking the answers. Is providing the answers this week. Ask Ross is coming up next.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.